Jurassic World, that dino blockbuster, has stomped its summer competition, grossing more than $1 billion at the box office. And if you've ever wanted to get your questions answered about real dinosaurs, you have a chance this Friday night. That's when Fernbank Museum of Natural History is screening the original Jurassic Park, followed by an audience Q&A with a real paleontologist. I recently got a chance to ask Dr. Anthony Martin a few of my own burning questions about dinosaur fact versus fiction, starting with whether this summer's smash hit bears much resemblance at all to what scientists know about Jurassic reality.
It's a really fun movie. I found it entertaining. It's kind of a monster movie with some humor and lots of action. And anyone going to it as a scientific documentary, I think you're going to be disappointed.
Yeah, and I've never thought about it, but yeah, really, these are monster movies.
They are. Yeah, that's the thing about dinosaur movies in general.
Jurassic Park, the precursor to Jurassic World, came out in 1993, based on the 1990 book by Michael Crichton. And, I mean, people love that movie. They loved it based on its sound and visual effects, which were sort of cutting edge at the time. I remember seeing it in the theater and just being really wowed by all of that. But our fascination was also due to a theory that it set forth. In Jurassic Park, scientists extract dinosaur DNA from ancient amber, and from that DNA, they're able to create whole new dinosaurs. Are we any closer to anything like that now, or has this just been shown to be even more ridiculous than we thought it was?
Yeah, I'm not sure if you could say something is more impossible, but we have found more evidence that DNA degrades very quickly since 1993, since Jurassic Park came out. There was this hope that we would find at least partial genetic information about organisms that be left in amber from, say, the Cretaceous period or even earlier. But more studies done on that and studies done in the lab on how quickly DNA unravels has pretty much put the lid on that. There's no possibility of cloning dinosaurs or even animals from more than a million years ago.
Yeah. Now, you've done sort of talks and Q&As like this before with screenings of Jurassic Park. What kinds of questions do you find that people have?
Oh, I love the questions I get. One of the things that happens is I get questions from anyone from 5-year-olds to 90-year-olds. I would say the most common question I get is, other than the one you asked about, could we bring dinosaurs back to life, is what killed the dinosaurs? Why did the dinosaurs go extinct? And me, almost every other paleontologist friend of mine, we all respond with, dinosaurs didn't go extinct. They're actually still around. No, they're not at some secret government base that we're trying to cover up. They're birds. Birds are modern dinosaurs. They are descended from dinosaurs that evolved during the Jurassic period. So there's your Jurassic Park at your bird feeder every day. And then they ended up surviving the mass extinction that killed off all of the so-called non-avian or non-bird dinosaurs about 65 million years ago.
Are there particular birds in which you think that you can kind of, you can see that dinosaur-ness?
Oh, yeah. In my most recent book, Dinosaurs Without Bones, there's a chapter I have in there titled Tracking the Dinosaurs Among Us. And I started out with a story about, I called it my Mesozoic moment, where I came eye to eye with a cassowary in northeastern Queensland in Australia. Cassowaries are about 1.5 to 2 meter tall, or about 5 to 6 foot tall birds. They weigh about 150 pounds. They can run about 30 miles per hour. And they have this claw that Australians affectionately call a disemboweling claw.
Whoa!
Whoa is right. So there's your velociraptor right there. Now, fortunately, they're fruit eaters. They would have no interest whatsoever in eating me or anybody else. But seeing one coming out of the woods, and I was with some Emory students at the time, so they got to share this encounter, it really did feel like that we had been transported back to the Mesozoic.
Wow. Okay, I'm going to have to find a photo of that and post it to our website
I could give you a few.
That would be great. I want to see what this bird looks like. What else do you see that sets off your professional alarm saying, oh, that's not right?
Yeah, oftentimes my paleontologist colleagues, they'll note aspects of the anatomy. Let's say a two-legged dinosaur like the Velociraptors, which are far too large to be a real Velociraptor.
Oh, really? How big were they?
They were actually more like, they would come up to your hip maybe at the most. Yeah. They were more like smaller than a Great Dane.
I'm going to have to pack that away to tell my child when we watch Jurassic Park in the future and he's lying awake because he can't sleep because he's freaked out about Velociraptors.
Yeah, they would have been still pretty scary, though, especially if they were hunting in packs.
But what do you think is the draw of these dinosaur movies? Why do we love them so much? And maybe it comes down to, what is our romance with dinosaurs?
That's the million-dollar question, or in the case of Jurassic World, the $500 million question. From what I understand, it's grossed more than that already.
Yeah.
People, I think, are fascinated by dinosaurs because they are real. The dinosaurs are real. So this is not something made up. These actually did live on the Earth. So that is fascinating, I think, to a lot of people, that these are real animals. Secondly, because they were so huge, they have kind of that mythical status to them. The largest elephants we have today, 7 tons. Some of the largest dinosaurs were maybe 40 to 50 ton animals. That sort of scariness, I think, taps into a lot of our deep-seated fear of predators as a species, because it wasn't too long ago, just 10, 15,000 years ago, we were prey before we became the apex predators on our planet. We were definitely on the menu for a lot of species that hunted us.
Do you like the movie Jurassic Park, or is it just, do the inconsistencies just get in the way for you?
I actually love the original movie Jurassic Park. It did depict dinosaurs in what was more or less understood as a new type of behavior at the time, that some of these dinosaurs behaving much more like birds, for instance, or having these more active lifestyles. That was relatively new in 1993. So it's exciting to watch it for that. One of the great things I saw that happened here with Jurassic World that was not true in 1993 is there are many, many more of us paleontologists now. Many of them, I think, a result of Jurassic Park, that Jurassic Park got these kids interested in science, and then they ended up actually going into geology and paleontology. So we're now seeing this legacy of there's this huge abundance of paleontologists who are very willing to engage the public. To me, that's a fantastic educational opportunity that we're seeing right now happen, regardless of how inaccurate a movie might be. Then this is an opportunity to address that by saying, well, since the original Jurassic Park, this is all of the great science that's happened since then, and what we know now and where we think it's going in the future.